Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2295. Please Take Care of Your Body, Part 1, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the site. Now, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send one in by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, now today's episode is a little longer than normal. So whenever that happens, I read the first half today and then finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's hear part one as we optimize your life. Please Take Care of Your Body, Part 1, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. In my last post, I shared why waiting for it to be too late is terrible. How, when you realize it's too late, the only option left is to abandon ship. I can tell you from firsthand experience, you do not want to have to abandon ship. It's a really long road down and an even longer road back once you abandon ship. Many of you reached out to me after reading that story of mine, sharing with me how motivated you were to avoid your own too late moment, and expressing worry that you may have already inadvertently abandoned ship on your body. I have helped people for 16 years avoid too late moments and get back on board with their bodies to restore their capacity to go live their lives and have adventures. So, I have answers to offer you. I've grouped them into 3 sections in this post. But first, I want you to know that if it feels hard to figure out how to take care of your body and avoid your own too late moment, it's because mainstream society has made it feel that way. The mainstream message is still that it's normal to feel crummy in your body. The message is that you should care a lot about how your body looks, or if you're doing the popular workout of the moment, that aches, pains, and injuries are just inevitable. This message is BS. The modern world is also a perpetual assault on your attention, soundbite headlines in the news about what's quote-unquote good for you, social media that gets savvier every year in how it can be used to market at you, magazines that still make it seem like how your body looks is the most important thing, even amidst the body acceptance movement we're in right now. In short, the world is set up to make it seem like you should accept feeling meh, but definitely do not accept how you look in your body. It's ridiculous. Why should you have to accept feeling meh in your body? And as for how your body looks, whatever you like most in regards to how your body looks is what matters. Remember, it's empowering to feel stoked about how you look, but a body full of aches and pains is not an empowered body. The great distraction of aesthetic goals. aesthetic goals are fine to work on, truly. However, there is an obvious disconnect that surrounds aesthetics-based programs. The thing that lets you do everything else is your well-functioning body. But abs and aesthetic goals don't accomplish that. They're fun to layer on top of a strong foundation of a pain-free, powerful, durable body, but they do not solve the aches and pains issues that arise. We can all agree that it's never fun to be surprised by aches and injuries showing up, and it feels great to wake up feeling 100% in your body. No distracting aches, no underlying mistrust that your body won't support you. But so many people don't attend to building a well-functioning, pain-free body until something has gone wrong with their body. Here's why I think that happens. People take the human body for granted, thinking that the body should just work. And so when it doesn't just work, it must be a defect, a flaw, an unchangeable thing to suck up and tolerate. But it's not true. You do not have defects or flaws. You are not stuck with whatever your body is feeling or moving like right now. The conversation about what you're doing to take good care of your joints and tissues should be as universal as the conversation about getting muscles or losing weight. And not in a talk about this at the expense of talking less about body shapes and sizes or performance goals or weight loss success stories way. All of these things matter and are worth talking about. But right now, how a body feels and functions is sitting at the kids' table, despite being the thing that lets all of the other things bodies can be, do, and look like happen. It's time for that to change. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Please Take Care of Your Body by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I can tell you that I was one of those that took my body for granted. Like so many when I was younger, I thought I was invincible. I could do whatever I wanted, eat whatever I wanted with no health consequences. Well, that sure changed once I was diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19. Now, you would think this diagnosis would have been enough to wake me up and motivate me to change my behaviors. Well, that didn't happen immediately. I continued to be in denial and take my body for granted. It wasn't until I had to be placed on 3 different medications to manage my condition that I finally decided to wake up. And even then, it wasn't a smooth transition. There were many times that I fell back into my old habits, like consuming highly processed fast foods and not exercising. But over time, I started to notice that I felt better when I ate nutritious foods and when I took the time to exercise. After consistent work with the ultimate goal of reducing my medications and not really worrying about my aesthetics, my doctor eventually took me off 2 of the 3 medications I was taking. I was thrilled, Now, I may always have to be on the third medication, but I'm okay with that. I never want to go back to taking all three, because I'll always remember that how my body feels and functions is why I perform these behaviors, and why I frankly do this podcast in the first place, so that you all can learn from my experience and realize that sometimes deep-seated goals, as opposed to just aesthetic goals, can keep us motivated. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.